Welcome to Noon Wednesday. I'm Marissa Wojcik, multimedia journalist for Here and Now on PBS Wisconsin. Today is January 26. Northeast Wisconsin healthcare system ThetaCare filed for a temporary restraining order last week to try and prevent seven specialized health workers from starting new jobs at competing health system Ascension, arguing the employees leaving during the COVID-19 pandemic health crisis would risk the safety of patients. Now, this story has received national attention over the weekend as health systems continue to be overwhelmed by the pandemic and yet are hemorrhaging workers who are quitting or finding better opportunities. So joining me to discuss her reporting on this is Madeline Heim, a health reporter for the Appleton Post-Crescent and the USA Today Network. And Madeline, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you received comment from ThetaCare late last week. Can you describe what they were arguing in issuing this temporary restraining order and what they told you?
Yeah, so ThetaCare last Thursday filed for a temporary restraining order against Ascension, which is the other hospital in Appleton, for trying to group recruit those seven employees away at once. In the complaint, they described it as poaching. And those seven employees are part of an 11-member team that is, like you said, specialized. They do interventional radiology, which comes into play with trauma and stroke patients. And so ThetaCare initially was arguing that, not only did Ascension seek to take these workers away all at the same time, which would leave them with only four out of 11 team members left on that team, that it also came, like you said, during a really stressful time for healthcare when, everyone's looking for more workers, everyone's losing workers. And so they had filed that temporary restraining order to ask the court to intervene and block those workers temporarily from leaving ThetaCare, or actually block them from starting at Ascension, to give ThetaCare enough time to find replacements.
And as we know, many businesses, including healthcare, will require employees to sign contracts that include non-compete clauses. But in this case, these were at-will employees, meaning they had no contract, no obligation to stay with ThetaCare or to prevent them from seeking employment, even with a competitor. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes, they were all at-will employees. So they all were free to take jobs elsewhere. And that is one thing that, in the courtroom, ThetaCare lawyers did say is, we were fine with them seeking jobs elsewhere. They took issue more with Ascension, taking them all at once. But the interesting thing is that these employees all came upon the job postings from Ascension. So Ascension had not they argued that they had not reached out and tried to take all these employees at once, that, it started with one employee who, received an offer and liked the benefits and the pay. And then she told the rest of her team and, it kind of went from there. So, no, they were not under any contract and they were free to leave.
Now, because of the urgency of ThetaCare's action, on the surface, it appeared as if all of this was happening really suddenly. But your reporting found that these employees actually gave plenty of notice to ThetaCare and even an opportunity to counter Ascension's offer. Is that right?
Yeah, that is. So, in the court proceedings, we got kind of a detailed account of the timeline of this issue. And the first employee who had applied for a job at Ascension was doing that work, at the end of November, early December. And then on December 21st was when they had all actually received their offers, and they took those offers to ThetaCare and said, would you be willing to match this? And ThetaCare took about a week and then came back and, according to the employees, said no. Actually, the quote that was mentioned several times in the proceedings was that the short-term cost right now to ThetaCare was not worth the long-term expense of paying them more. So from that point forward, you know, they put in their resignation. Then a couple other nurses did the same thing. And it ended up being, you know, there were a few weeks in between when ThetaCare had, you know, decided not to match the offer and when they filed the legal action. And they say that they, you know, tried to meet with Ascension and, you know, discuss a solution that wouldn't have brought them to the courtroom, but that ultimately did not work.
Now, an Outagamie County judge did initially grant the restraining order late last week. Why did he allow it, and did it hold?
Yeah, so Outagamie County Judge Mark McGinnis was hearing this case, and it was filed late Thursday. He went ahead and signed that temporary restraining order right away on Friday or Thursday night. It was relatively soon after. And he said that he signed it because of the, you know, perceived grave danger to public safety that ThetaCare alleged in their complaint. And they were alleging that, you know, if we lose these team members all at once, there won't be enough care in the Fox Valley to care for stroke and trauma victims. So Mark McGinnis said that he, you know, thought that was pretty serious and he wanted to get it on the calendar right away. He signed that restraining order not for the full 90 days that ThetaCare had initially asked for the workers to not work at Ascension. He was aiming to have them wrap it up in a short amount of time over the weekend, and so that the workers could go to work on Monday. So he had signed it, but asked the two parties to talk and try to come to a solution. Unfortunately, that did not happen, so they were not able to go to work on Monday. They were all in the courtroom on Monday. However, that order was ultimately dismissed by Judge McGinnis on Monday, and they were able to report to work on Tuesday. So the larger case will keep going forward, but the temporary restraining order was dismissed.
And that gets to my next question. Where do things stand now? And what does further action from either side look like? And you say that the temporary restraining order is no longer in effect, but there's a larger case. What's in the larger case?
Yeah, so, you know, it's a little bit unclear at this point. I believe that, you know, ThetaCare is going to keep trying to argue that Ascension did something wrong in trying to take all those employees at once, that, you know, on Ascension's end, they were group recruiting somehow and, you know, sought to take them all away at once, even knowing that that would kind of debilitate ThetaCare's team. We don't know much about, you know, the specifics of when that is going to play out or even kind of what the legal remedy is to that. That all kind of remains to be seen. But the employees were able to go to work. So they are now Ascension employees and, you know, they're able to get paid for their work now.
I've heard you use the phrase group recruiting a couple of times. Is that something that in and of itself is illegal or actionable, or are they just trying to argue more on the public health side? This is, as you've said, debilitating ThetaCare.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure, and I am looking to speak with some legal experts in the next couple of days to kind of figure out exactly where the legal argument lies. But that public health component is really something that they are pushing. You know, they're saying that in normal times, you know, employees switch between those systems all the time. I mean, we regularly see people going in both directions from both St. Elizabeth and ThetaCare. But they're basically saying that, you know, doing it during the pandemic when everyone is incredibly short-staffed and, you know, just really, really hurting for work is, you know, especially kind of difficult and puts them in an especially difficult position.
Now, have you in your reporting come across other cases like this that, you know, ThetaCare might be able to point to, or is this something that's brand new?
Yeah, I have not, although I don't want to say that, you know, it's never happened. I'm not exactly sure about that, but I don't think at least here in the Fox Valley, we've seen anything like this. Again, I think it speaks to the stress of the pandemic and the stress of, you know, hospitals already being so short-staffed and having to rely on, you know, things like traveling nurse agencies and things to get by. I think that's really, you know, where this lawsuit is coming from, because Theta Care and Ascension do have a reputation here, you know, for working together, and they've worked together through a lot of the pandemic and kind of shared services. And so this was, you know, at least from my vantage point, a little unprecedented, because they do usually try to work together. But I think it's just really indicative of, you know, a breaking point, and that, you know, people are so, you know, looking for staff that it's getting really challenging.
It's also kind of indicative of, you know, healthcare being in a business model. This fight encapsulates, you know, this massive struggle between, as we've talked about, the healthcare shortage of employees across the board, not even just highly specialized workers, but, you know, nurses too, and a public health crisis that's crushing systems. And as you've said, you know, Theta Care was arguing that the short-term cost doesn't justify the long-term cost. And that's also playing out with nurses as well. Nurses are asking for raises, they're not getting it. And with that same argument, and so they quit and become traveling nurses, which pays a lot more money. And then systems in turn are willing to pay that much more money for a more short-term contracted employee. And it seems like more and more of these, as you described it, breaking points are happening.
Yeah, I think so. And one point that I really kind of wanted to make is that, you know, like you said, we have, you know, the situation that, you know, they said that the short-term cost wasn't worth the long-term expense. But now they will be paying the long-term expense, or, you know, the short-term cost will be pretty high, because now they've got to pay other employees bonuses, sometimes bonuses on top of bonuses, to, you know, work extra shifts to cover these, and, you know, these open positions. They also mentioned in court that they have hired a vendor to come in and train some of their employees who do similar jobs, but not quite the same, on how to do those specific roles. And that vendor was costing them $11,000. So, you know, the short-term cost is going to end up being pretty high for Theta Care, just because, you know, of the situation that the whole world, the whole healthcare world is in right now.
And not to mention the legal expense of now a future battle, as you've described. So, you know, at the end of the day, health systems are a business. So could we see this possibly setting a new precedent? Do you think potentially this could open the door for more cases like this to be happening as the breaking point continues to be, you know, reached every day across the country?
Yeah, you know, I'm not really sure. And I do hope to ask some of the legal experts that I'm talking to about that. But I think that, you know, we'll definitely keep seeing the root of this issue, which was that employees, you know, who had worked really hard, wanted a better work-life balance, and they, you know, decided to go get it instead of, you know, staying where they were, where they weren't as happy. I do think that, you know, as you said, healthcare is a business, and, you know, if it's going to be run like a business, that's going to keep happening. And so I think it remains to be seen whether or not, you know, healthcare companies will want to take that to court like Theta Care did. But I think the root of the issue is definitely going to keep happening. And I think we're definitely going to see that going forward.
Well, it's a very interesting topic and great reporting. If you want to see Madeline Heim's reporting, it's at the Appleton Post-Crescent, also part of the USA Today network. Madeline Heim, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
For more from Here and Now and PBS Wisconsin, you can visit pbswisconsin.org/news. And thank you so much for joining us on Noon Wednesday. Okay, we're clear. Thank you. That was really, really great.
Thank you. Yeah, that was the questions were great. So I love talking about it.